Something of a maverick joins us now to add a voice to our debate on health care, with the health care reform debate heating up on the Hill. Joining us now is Congressman Stephen Kagan. He's also a doctor. He's a Democrat from the state of Wisconsin. He joins us from Appleton, Wisconsin. Congressman, good morning.
Good to be with you this morning.
Now, you have refused to be insured under the federal plan, the very generous federal plan that federal employees, including members of Congress, get until there is affordable health care for all. I mean, let's just say at the top, as laudable as that may be, it's something that is not going to really hurt you personally, right?
Well, it just isn't true. If you don't have health insurance today, you don't have the coverage you need. And you go to bed every night, as I do, wondering if this is the night I'm going to lose everything I've got. I went to Congress not to get benefits, but to guarantee that everybody and all of my patients have access to affordable care.
But unlike,
badly require.
Right, but unlike the 50 million Americans who don't have health care, you are in a position to afford whatever sort of health problems that you might get yourself into, right?
Well, I don't think you want to talk about me. You want to talk about people. If we're talking about reforming our health care system, it's really all about people. So any solution that Congress comes up with has to begin with that understanding. And currently, Congress is putting forward a number of ideas to accomplish just that. I met with President Obama several days ago when he traveled to Green Bay, Wisconsin, and he shares my opinion. I like his approach. He's got the three C's. He wants everyone in this country to have choices. He wants everyone to have the care that they need at a cost they can afford.
All right. Let's talk specifically about what the president's going to be doing today. He's going to be talking with other doctors, members of the American Medical Association. Are you a member of the AMA?
I was, and I think I still am.
All right. Some have said that the AMA represents a minority of business-oriented doctors who have a greater degree of influence than the numbers would suggest. What's the AMA's interest in health care reform, do you think?
I'm not an expert on the AMA, but I'm an expert on my district. I represent nearly 700,000 people, and everybody here is saying the same thing. The number one issue on their mind is the high cost of health care. It is the number one cause of bankruptcy in our 8th Congressional District. Every business, if you're a small business, a large business, all city governments and state governments, federal governments, the number one overhead cost is health care. So I agree with our president that the number one fiscal challenge we're facing is the high cost of health care. And I think when we start with two things, we can drive down costs for everybody. The first thing that President Obama has accepted is that there should be no discrimination against any citizen or legal resident due to a pre-existing medical condition. And I don't think you really understand what that means. When that is fully implicated across the country, when you apply that right, that civil right that guarantees you will not suffer from discrimination, when you go to the pharmacy, you'll be able to pay the lowest price that they accept as full payment from anybody. And that price will be openly disclosed. There'll be no more discrimination at the pharmacy, at the hospital, or at the doctor's office.
All right, that's nice, but it doesn't necessarily address the issue that you raised a moment ago, and that is people's financial fragility as a result of health care. Why is it that the Physicians for a National Health Program say that the Obama administration's plan, which you say you endorse, doesn't affect this issue of medical-related bankruptcies, that most people, even if they have health insurance, are likely to go bankrupt if they get sick?
Well, if you want to get their opinion, you should be talking to them.
I did talk to them.
Well, that's great. I don't know what their opinion is. I know the opinion of my district.
Congressman, hold on. Congressman, sure. I asked you a very specific question. The Obama plan does not address the bankruptcy question, which you raised in this conversation. Do you think the Obama plan affects the fragility of people who are likely to become bankrupt if they get sick under the current system?
Well, I don't know that you've read the Obama plan, but he has highlighted specific things: choice, care that gets you the coverage that you need, and cost reduction. That's it. It's not in fine print. That's going to be done in Congress, and that's being done right now.
All right,
and the final piece of legislation has not been written.
Understood.
But there have to be two elements, as I mentioned. You allowed me to say the first one, right?
Okay.
No discrimination. Now, I gather that you're all in favor of that idea of no discrimination. Everybody I talk to accepts it. They don't want to be discriminated against, and they don't want to pay the highest price. They want to pay the lowest price. The second thing we have to do in this country, you know, we have federal standards for everything in this country, whether it's manufacturing or standards for automobiles, standards on your radio show.
Congressman, with all due respect, let's just not run out the clock here. How would the Obama plan and your plan keep people from going into bankruptcy if they get sick? That's a very simple question.
It would drive down costs, and I've identified nearly $790 billion of cost reductions in hospital care and efficiencies within private insurance. When insurance companies are compelled to sell the same piece of paper, the same standardized, federally standardized health benefit plan, we can begin to drive down costs. Now, you know, there is no marketplace in health care. The price at the hospital is whatever they can get. There is no transparency. I'd like you to be able to go to the hospital or call them up or Google a pharmacy and find out the price of the medication you need so you can get the medication you need at a price you can afford to pay.
Right, but under the current system, even if you do Google the healthcare system, virtually all the options, if you get seriously ill, are going to drive you into bankruptcy. Is there a federal guarantee of coverage that will keep people from going bankrupt?
Well, our country is bankrupt right now. We can't afford what we're doing, whether it's going to be overseas in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Congressman, that frustrates me because you're really not answering the question. You're just talking about Afghanistan now. Americans are serious about health care. That is a dodge.
Well, the answer to your question is our country is broke. We can't afford Medicare. We can't afford Medicaid. Medicare and Medicaid oftentimes don't even cover the overhead cost of caring. So when a doctor sees you if you're on Medicare and doesn't have the overhead met, they have to cost shift to somebody else who's paying. That's why you're paying more for health care, due to cost shifting. And I don't understand why you wouldn't be in favor of competition, of a free market system.
I want to find out what the plan will be and what the system will be. I'm all in favor of this debate on Capitol Hill, and we're going to have to leave it there. But Congressman Stephen Kagan, thanks so much for joining us. As we mentioned, he has refused federal health care until there is an affordable health care system for all. He has a vote in Congress because he's the Democratic congressman from Appleton, Wisconsin. Stephen Kagan joined us from Wisconsin. Thank you very much, Congressman.
Have a great day.
You too. So what would be in your perfect health insurance program?
Hi, my name is Matt. I think adoption of a child should be covered. All stages of childbirth are covered now. If a parent can have a child, why not cover the adoption process?
What's your take? At 877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. You can listen to Congressman Kagan's remarks about health care and the cost of health care by subscribing to our podcast to go. Subscribe at thetakeaway.org or on iTunes. And your takeaway comes from the Middle East, but I'm not going to go for it. Aaron David Miller, who spoke with us about the Middle East earlier in the hour, is also available on a podcast. Is Obama facing two separate hardliners in his way to reform policy in the Middle East, both on the subject of Iran and the Arab-Israeli peace process? I'm John Huckenberry. This is The Takeaway.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.